Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about earnest money. What is it? Why do you need it? And how it gets you into a home. Hey, everybody. Welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode number 6. Number 6 is all about earnest money. Now, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties out here in Seattle, Washington. But even if you're not from the Seattle area, this is a show that's relevant to you. This is a show that's all about educating and empowering home buyers. Especially first-time home buyers, or those who are re-entering the home buying market after many years, and it's a different kind of landscape than you were involved in when you bought a home. If you're listening to this for the first time, and you're looking to see what the entire home buying process is, you know, go back to the first episode. Start, the first 10 are kind of designed to be an overall home buying process. Hopefully about 10. We'll see if we get there at the end. Sort of a nice overview of it. And then we, from there, move on to some other issues. We'll see when we get there. So yeah. And like I said, if you're not in Seattle, it's okay. Still listen. We're going to change some turns. Some rules might be a little different in your area. This is actually one of those things that you will need to double check with your real estate professional if you're outside of Seattle, but many rules on this earnest money are the same. The first thing is, what is earnest money? Earnest money is actually the only money you have to have, sort of. Though it's the money that I tell people, that's all you really need to get into a home, because you can have your closing costs paid by the seller, and you can, there's so many down payment assistance programs that you can go in with no money into a house, except this earnest money. Earnest money is sort of a deposit that is your promise that you're going to go through with the home purchase as long as all of your contingencies are met. And let me break down what that means. So earnest money, it is about, it ranges in your different areas, but generally is between 1-3% of the total sales price. So if you are looking to buy a $500,000 house, you know, a good amount of earnest money should be like $5,000. That would be good. 15,000, even better, stronger. Now that's a lot of money. You're like, well, what's this for? Well, this after an offer has been accepted, usually within 24 to 48 hours, by office policy, ours is 24 hours. We want it in there earlier than the law dictates. You need to give escrow a check for the earnest money that you wrote in the offer. This money will go towards your closing cost. If there's any, it'll go towards your down payment, but it's given to the escrow company, you know, who's the sort of the middleman, sort of the PayPal of all this. They hold the money until closing, and then they give everybody. They give the seller the money. They give you the title. They handle them. They give people mortgage documents, all that. They'll hold on to this, and the seller will only get this money if you sort of default on your promise. If you just walk away at the last second and refuse to sign, that's what it's preventing. It's people worry like, oh, I don't want to lose my earnest money if I don't like the inspection. Well, that's fine. That's why you have an inspection contingency in your in your offer. So after you've put in the offer, then you put in the it's accepted, you put in the earnest money. Then a couple days later, you go in for the inspection. A licensed inspector goes in, tells you, you know what, there's got some structural problems on here. It's looks like it's infested with aardvarks. Is that something you want to deal with? And you decide, no, I don't want to deal with it. So then you submit an inspection response saying that you're done with this. You don't want it. You don't want the house. Then escrow will give you that money back. It's not that simple. They do get a sign. They want sign offs now from the seller and such, but it's usually not a hassle at all. Everyone knows that this is part of the deal. So inspection contingency, let's say financing contingency, that's something you'll write in. So finance says, well, I need a loan to buy this house, right? So if your loan fails for, like, let's say you got fired or something, your loan failed. So then they got to give you that earnest money back because you can't go through with it at the end. And it's not, you know, fault of your own. That's a basic thing. It can't be it's by no fault of your own. And these contingencies weren't met. I met somebody who said they gave up their earnest money because, you know, in Washington State, we are not required to disclose that there was a death in a house. And so for some people, culturally, that is a no, I will not buy a house that there was a death in. And so I know somebody who I met them that they, after they had done the inspection and everything, they found out from a neighbor that somebody had died in that house. And he was like, nope, not going to do it. Keep my money. I'm out of here. So, you know, because ultimately it's kind of because there's a breach of a contract by not fulfilling it. So this is sort of that remedy. And hopefully your agent checked the right boxes that this is the remedy for backing out, is that they get to keep the earnest money. So that's what it is. Now, how does this play? Like, and what if you're like, well, okay, Silas, I am on down payment assistance. I don't have a lot of money, or I'd like to save as much money as I can because the place has so many repairs. I'm a little nervous, or I'm just a little nervous about giving this much money. So here's what I've seen. Like, if the home's like $300,000 or below, I see $1,000 as earnest money quite a bit. Doesn't have to be 1%. That's just common. I've heard people in other states say $500. They've done it. Like, it's just because some people don't take it seriously, because it's real. In some states, it's really hard to get that earnest money, even if the person walks away. You know, it's kind of hard to force. But you want to play with it like that money is going to go, because it could. But typically, you know, when it shows that you're serious. So you can go, I always tell my clients, you know, you need to have saved $1,000. And I think that's just a general good rule anyway. If you're not in a condition to save $1,000, it's probably buying a home might not be the best choice right now. You know, there's always, you know, exceptions, but generally you should have $1,000 saved anyway. So if you can save $1,000, let's put that down as earnest money, if that's all we got. Now, why would a higher amount work? So, you know, two offers both being equal, and one is offering, you know, $1,000 earnest money and one is offering $10,000 in earnest money. You know, sometimes it plays on the greed a little bit of the seller, because like, well, if this deal goes south, at least I'll get $10,000 if they back out of it. So that's why it's helpful sometimes, you know. And if you have that cash that you're going to put down anyway for this, sometimes it's like, well, why not just do that? Because the chances, I think, of losing your earnest money with me are, you know, I think they're non-existent. But, you know, I mean, there's always a chance. But as long as we meet every deadline, you're not going to. And I guess that's the thing. If you feel comfortable with your agent, then, you know, they're going to protect you. They're going to make sure you get that earnest money back. And I tell people, there's no way this earnest money is going to go away. As long as you follow these steps, we are going to get your earnest money back if you don't want to. And I've done that. I've had people walk out because they didn't like the inspection, and we got the earnest money back. So it's been no problem. But the bottom line is the extra money plays on for the seller. It shows that you do have a lot of money too. They're like, well, okay, maybe if appraisal's too low, maybe they they'll fork out this money. You know, they just see the dollars and it helps. So increase it to make your offer stronger. Put in an amount that you're sort of comfortable with. Not that you're comfortable. It's not like gambling. You know, you're not going to, it's not like going to the blackjack table and they say only bring what you're comfortable losing. Certainly, I don't know anyone who's comfortable losing $10,000, but, you know, maybe comfortable having that tied up for a little bit if there were a problem. I don't know. So, Seattle, I mostly see 1%. That's what I do. We've had people go, well, of people I've worked with, usually it's 1%. I mean, I've seen people go a little higher, but it can, and I've heard of them being just ridiculous amounts, but regardless. Do what is best for you. But that's how you can use it to help win a home. You know, show a little leverage, put a little extra in there, show the person that you're serious about buying their house. And, you know, that's about it with earnest money. You know, it's not super complicated, but, you have to be ready to deliver that money. So that's a thing that I've had to make sure with clients. If all of your money is online, like say you're pulling from 401k, when you start shopping for a house, go ahead and pull that money out and put it into a regular bank because you want to be able to write a check the next day. So it's been a little scary sometimes when people said, oh, I want to, yeah, we're ready. And I'm like, okay, so you got earnest money check that you're going to write out to the escrow company if this is accepted. You can do that on Monday. They go, oh, well, actually, it's all in a 401k. I'm like, well, what about having cash on hand? Well, oh, I never got around to it because I didn't think we were going to buy this early. Yeah, that happens. And that's why I say, like, okay, when you're ready to buy, let's be ready to buy. Get that into your savings account or checking, something we can go in, get a check, put it in. Let's do that. So yeah, be ready to put that deposit down with your earnest money. So, hey, that's our show for the day. Thank you so much for listening to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. And if you are in the Seattle area and you are looking to buy or sell a piece of property, please give me a call at 206-351-9230 or email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And if you like this podcast, please go ahead and rate it on iTunes. 5 stars, always appreciated. Or, share it with your friends. Share it with anybody you think might be interested in learning how to buy a home. We out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.